Even without a registry, one drug company has responded to the pressure to release previously unpublished negative research. GlaxoSmithKline has just posted studies on the internet showing that its antidepressant drug, Paxil, is not always effective in children. NPR's Joanne Solberner reports.
Earlier this month, New York State filed a fraud complaint against GlaxoSmithKline for suppressing unfavorable studies on the use of Paxil in children. Glaxo has not applied for government approval to market the drug to children, but doctors can and do prescribe it anyway. Child psychiatrist David Fassler spent today at an American Medical Association meeting where delegates voted in favor of having all companies disclose unpublished data. He's thrilled with the release of data on the use of Paxil in children.
It's going to take us some time to sort through it, but this is really what we've been asking for. I think physicians and patients need and deserve access to this kind of information in order to make fully informed clinical decisions.
In this case, 9 separate studies were posted, thousands of pages of data, who got Paxil, what their conditions were, whether they improved. Most of the studies show little impressive benefit, even though some individuals did better. Fassler predicts that the web posting won't immediately cause doctors to change their prescribing habits, but the information will help shape future studies. And that's important to Robert Millen. He's a child psychiatrist at the Royal Ottawa Hospital in Canada. Millen was one of the researchers involved in one of the newly posted studies, one that showed no benefit of Paxil over placebo for childhood depression. Still, he's got mixed feelings about the drug.
And some kids in some situations, it may be a good drug.
Millen thinks Paxil may have some uses.
You don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater because, you know, the major depression in adolescence is a serious illness. Untreated, you end up with a very high rate of suicide. And if you can only have one option of treatment, particular psychotherapy or something like that, a lot of kids don't respond to that as well.
So it might be that the drug is effective in children whose parents have depression, say, or for certain kinds of depression. With so much raw data being released, critics are sure to find problems with Paxil. That's a reality for Glaxo's North American medical director, Alan Metz. Even so, he says, the company is going to publish information on other drugs.
Our intention is to have a registry across all our different products as soon as possible. The details are being planned as we speak, and we will go public once we've sorted out exactly what it is that we're able to do.
So far, no other major companies have announced plans to follow suit. Joanne Solberner, NPR News, Washington.